The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The crowd said to Jesus, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" So Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." So they said to Jesus, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. The crowd said to Jesus, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you?" What sign can you do? Not an unreasonable question. On another instance, Jesus had said, "It is a faithless generation that asks for a sign." But that was a totally different context. Anytime anyone makes a claim to have a message from God, reasonable people ask for a sign. I had a woman come to me not so long ago and she said, "Give me a sign that the Bible is true." A fair question, a daunting task, but a fair question. Okay? Why is it true? Reasonable people ask for a sign. And here's my message for you here this morning. You should have an answer to that question at the ready, both for yourself and for other people. Because if you don't, people who do not resort to threats and guilt and blame. I'm sure you've heard this before. "Why should I come to Mass? Why should I believe? Why should I?" Well, geez, if you don't, you know you might go to hell. Or you're going to be a really bad person. That kind of talk does not change hearts. Allow me to share with you my best answer to this question: what's the sign that all this is true? The sign is that Jesus Christ and his grace and his teachings dramatically change lives for the better, like nothing else in this world does. That's the sign. Jesus Christ and his teachings, as expressed by the church, and his grace is given to us in the sacraments, dramatically change lives for the better like nothing else in this world. And the example of that is the lives of the saints. Saint Stephen is such a sign. You heard him in your first reading. Unjustly accused, unjustly convicted, unjustly executed, he dies forgiving the people who are killing him, and praying to God for their conversion of heart. That's greatly good. And Jesus Christ is the reason. St. Paul, he's another example of this. Goes from being a bloodthirsty persecutor of the church to being a zealous apostle and preacher of charity. That's greatly good. And Jesus Christ is the reason. The apostles are signs of this. They were fickle, ambitious, selfish, and cowardly, and they went to being bold, courageous, heroic witnesses. And Jesus Christ is the reason. That's a sign. Look down through history and you will find the lives of the saints are greatly good like nothing else in this world. Now, let me preemptively answer a couple of objections for you. People will reasonably object, "Well, that's true for the saints, but it's certainly true for everybody. The church makes plenty of criminals and scallywags too." Actually, no, the church does not. And here's why. How do you judge the effectiveness of a medicine? You judge it based on those who take it, not on those who do not. You judge it based on those who take it according to its prescription, not on those who ignore it. Those scallywags and criminals down through history are those who are precisely doing the opposite of what our Lord has taught and what the saints give us in their example. You want to know an example of radical Christianity? Look at Mother Teresa of Calcutta lifting dying destitutes out of the gutter, or St. Francis of Assisi embracing a leper, or John Vianney giving the shoes off his feet to a man who himself has no shoes, or a young seminarian in our own diocese who gave the coat off his back to a homeless man. That's the example of those who do what our Lord taught. Here's another common objection. Let me preemptively answer for you, okay? People will say, well, I can't tell people that because I'm not a good sign. I'm a really lousy sign. In fact, I'm 50% hypocrite. Some days I'm 55% hypocrite, right? That might be true, but it's not an objection. Here's why. You do not judge yourself based on some distant example from another century. You judge yourself today based on who you were yesterday. This is what you say to yourself. This is what you say to others. I might not be who I ought to be, but I'm sure as heck not who I used to be, and Jesus Christ is the reason. Okay? What's the sign that we might believe in you? The sign is that Jesus Christ makes saints out of sinners, even if it's the work of a lifetime. Let's ask for his grace once again today, that he might make a sign of us as well. Amen.